ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते
वासुदेवाय श्री भगवान वाच
and it's called prasanna. It is called prakriti, then in the manifested stage of existence.
Yattat trigunam abhyaktam nityam sadasadatmakam pradhanam prakritim prahu ravisisham visheshavat. Vishesha means varieties, and avishesha means without variety. Just like we have got experience, the earth is there. Now, if from the earth you can make so many other things, you can make doll, you can make pot, you can make bowels, you can make bricks, you can make house, so many things you can make. So, this transformation into forms, that is called vishesha, varieties. And when the transformation is not there, that is called avishesha. Or nirvishesha. Vishesha bhav. The word is used here, vishesha bhav. It appears like vishesha variety, but actually it has no variety. The material element. In another place, it is said, tejo barinit vinimayam, yatra tishadga amrisa. Somebody says mrisa. It is created. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, this creation is going on, bhutta bhutta praliyate. It is created at a certain time, And then again it is annihilated. And when annihilated, mixed together, that is abhaktam. And when they are again created into form, that is called bhaktam. Just like you take a lump of gold and prepare many ornaments. You can make bangles, you can make necklace, and earrings, and so many things. And again, melt it, it becomes lump of gold. So that is the distinction between bhaktam and abhaktam. When they are made into variety, that is called bhaktam, and when it is again mixed together, then it is called abhaktam. So, Sri Bhagavan Vasa, Kapilda is speaking, he is Bhagavan. The word Bhagavan he has explained several times. Bhagavan is person. Kumas. Bhagavan says means Bhagavan is person. Unless one is person, he cannot say, he cannot speak. So, the source of knowledge is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the origin. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Ahamivasam agre. Before the creation, I was there. And when Bhagavan speaks, I was there, that means he was not alone. Just like here is Krishna, Bhagavan. He is not alone. He is Radharani and the gopis and the cowherd boy and his friends. That is described in the Brahma Samhita. Bhagavan is not alone. Chintamani prakala sadamasu kalpa vrikha lakha vrikesu suraghi ravipalayantam Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamanam govindam adipuritam tamaham majani Venum kannantam naravinda dalayatapsam varahavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam Pandat-papotika-maniya-viseka-sobhaṁ govindamādi-purisaṁ tamāṁ-dhajāni Ālola-chandra-kalasat-branamāla-vaṁsī-ratnāṁ-dadaṁ pranaya-pedi-kalādhyāsaṁ Śyāmaṁ-tribhaṁ-lalitaṁ niyatap-prakāsaṁ govindamādi-purisaṁ There are hundreds of verses like this. So Krishna is not alone. Krishna is always in varieties. Anandamaya Vyasa. He is Anandamaya. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pradibhavitavi Stadhita Eva Nijarupa Tayapadavi Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuta Govindam Adi Purisam Tamaham Bhaja. He is Ananda Chinmaya Ras, Satchidananda Vigraha. So Krishna is not nirvishesha, he is savishesha. But this material world is actually nirvishesha. But it appears something like varieties. It's something. The example I have already given. A lump of matter, either in cake, earth, or water, or gold, or silver. And you can make varieties of things, cause and effect. But that is nirvishesha. But the spiritual world, janmadrasya jataha, as it is said in the Vedanta Sutra, the origin of everything, the cause of all causes, that is full of spiritual varieties. That is not nirvishesha. Here in this material world, we are seeing these varieties, We have got these planets, and the planet, there are so many mountains, so many trees, so many plants, so many houses in each and every planet. Don't think the other planet that is void. No. They are also full of varieties. Full of varieties. You get information. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti koti su asesa vasudhadi vibhuti hinnam. Vibhuti hinnam. Different varieties. Krishna and Krishna's creation, there are full of varieties. Anywhere you go. Vibhuti bhinnam. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti koti su vasudhadi. Vasudha means planet. Vasudhadi. Vibhuti bhinnam. In every vasudha, in every planet, there are different atmosphere. Just like we get information from here by the scientists that the moon planet, the temperature is 200 degrees below zero. So that is another variety. Similarly, sun planet, many thousand times temperature, thousand times the temperature is very, very high. Fire. It is almost fire. So, Vibhuti Bhinnam, different planets, different. So these varieties are material varieties. Material varieties means when it is non-manifested, it is called Pradhana, and when it is manifested, it is called Prakriti, or nature, material nature. But these varieties, the material, pradhana is nittam, but the prakriti is not nittam. Nittam means itam. But there is another word, parastasma subhava anya. That is sanatana, that is itana. We have got this experience of this material world. This is not eternal. This is that we have got experience of this body. This body is created at a certain stage and it will stay for some time and it will transform into many other forms from this body and then it will dwindle and then it will vanish. Similarly, the whole material creation is like that. It is created by the interaction of the three modes of material nature. First of all, it is a lump of matter, mahatattva. It is called mahatattva. That mahatattva is above this universe, above this sky. Above this sky, there are seven layers. Each layer is 10 times more than the other layer. In this way, that is called mahatattva. Total material elements that stop there. And then these varieties take place. And above that mahatattva, there is spiritual world. Parastasma subhavanna. Another material nature. That is called Brahmaloka or Vaikuntha Loka. There are also spiritual planets. And above all such planets, just like in this material world, there are millions of planets. And the topmost planet is called Brahmaloka, where Brahma lives. From Brahma, all other things are created. So beyond that, this is manifested, prakriti. Beyond that, there is non-manifested, total stop. That is kalabhokta or pradhana. And beyond that, there is the spiritual world, parasasma subhava anna. There is another bhava or nature bhava, sabhava, or nature, the same word. So, that is sanata. This means, when everything will be annihilated in this material world, because material world, anything in this material world, it will be annihilated at a certain stage. Just like my body will be annihilated, anything. This table will be annihilated. This microphone will be annihilated. Anything will be annihilated. But there, the same things are there, but they are eternal and spiritual. They are eternal. They are never to be. Even after annihilation of this whole cosmic manifestation, the spiritual varieties will not be annihilated. This information is from Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature. So, Kapila, the personality of Godhead, is perfect. We should always know that Bhagavan is person full of six opulences. And because he is full of six opulences, therefore he has got his form. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Dadi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. His Vigraha, his form, he is not like our form. Because we do not know that Krishna has got his spiritual form, Satchidananda Vigraha. Therefore, ordinary man thinks that Krishna is also a man like me. Abhijananti manamurha manasim tanumas. One who does not know what is Krishna, he says, Krishna is also a man like me. Krishna also gets a body like me. But that is not the fact. Those who do not know about Krishna, because to know Krishna, that is not ordinary thing. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschid jatati siddhaye jatatamati siddhanam kaschid vetimam tat. Out of many persons, they are trying for self-realization, siddhi, that is called siddhi. And out of many thousands and millions of siddhas, siddhas means one who is self-realized, then they are called siddhas. Out of that, one may know what is Krishna. So Krishna cannot be known by ordinary human being. One must be, first of all, siddha. Then, out of the siddhas, the most topmost siddha, he can understand what is Krishna. But Krishna is so kind that he comes personally and manifests himself. Tadātmānam śrījāmaham jadā-jadāhi dharma-sakrāni bhavati-bhāra tadātmānam śrījāmaham. When I appear, there is time. In one day of Brahmā, Krishna appears. Everything is there in this śāstra. That means, some millions of years after, once Krishna comes within this universe, and when he comes, he comes on this planet and in Vrindavan. Therefore, Vrindavan is so important. This Vrindavan is replica of the original Vrindavan. There is Krishna's place. Goloko naam ni nidadham ni taleta tasta. Devi mahesa hari dhamu sute sute. Tete prabhava nichaya bihita sujena. Govinda madhi purusam tamaham. There is the topmost planet in the spiritual world, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. So, below the Goloka Vrindavan, Goloka Nami Nidhami Tale Chatasa, everything is below the Goloka Vrindavan planet. And they, all of them are called Devi Mahesa Hari Dhamusu Tesu Tesu. Devi Dham. The Devi Dham means this material world. This is controlled by Devi Durga. सृष्टि स्थिति प्रलय साधन शक्ति लेता चाई वजह सब भुवनानी विवर्ति दुर्गा इच्छानुरूपमपी जस चेष्टते सा गोविंदमादि गुरुम तम हम मिला वे बचना फिलोसॉफी तो गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमाम गोविंद ही आदि पुरुष अहम सर्वस्व प्रभव भगवत जी कृष्ण से आई एम दी ओरिजिनल सोर्स ऑफ ऑल एवरीथिंग सो द देवी धाम द महेश धाम एंड द हरि धाम दे आर ऑल एक्सटेंशन ऑफ कृष्ण अहम सर्वस्व प्रभव मत सर्वं प्रवर्तत the whole spiritual world and the material world is manifestation of the energy of Krishna. Matta sarvam pravatti. Iti matta bhajante manam buddha bhava samannita. One who understands this stands. Iti matya bhajante manam. Na buddha. One who has understood very perfectly well through the Shastra, through Sadhu, Sadhu Shastra, Guru, the source of information is Sadhu Shastra Guru. That is also recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadachanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshana. So we have to approach to a guru. Tattva-darshi. Tattva-darshi. Tattva-darshi means what is tattva. Tattva means truth. One who has seen the truth. We have to approach that. Tattva-darshi. And what is that tattva? Vadanti tattva vidastattam jat jnanam advayam. ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति सर्व तत्व मीन्स दे तत्वस्तु दे एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज मैनिफेस्टेड इन थ्री टीचर्स ब्रह्मा परमात्मा एंड भगवान ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति सर्व एक्चुअली द सेम थिंग बट डिफरेंट रियलाइज I've given several times this example. Just like the sunshine, the sun glow, and the sun god Narayan within the sun glow. That is one thing. One thing means the Narayan within the sun glow, his bodily effulgence is so glowing and bright. This is called suns. Bleeding, defilements. So this sunshine is also expansion of that glowing effulgence. So they are one thing. They make fire. Fire, direct fire, temperature. Just outside the fire, temperature. And the heat of the fire outside. Although they are one, but the temperature different. Similarly, the sun god and the sun globe and the sunshine, they are one, but different tempers. So one who knows this, that means one who knows that the Brahma effulgence is just like the sunshine outside. And the Paramatma Gita is expansion of the Supreme Lord everywhere. Annantara Sangha Paramahansa, he is everywhere, even within the echo. That is Paramatma Gita. And ultimately it is coming from Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Aham sarva satra bhava. So one has to understand, Buddha bhava samannita. Buddha means one who knows. So, such person, we have to, Tattva-darshi, one who knows what is Tattva, what is Brahma, what is Paramatma, what is Bhagavan. We have to approach such person. Tajjijnanatam sa guru meva abhidatthi. So in this way, as Gurukul and yes, Devahuti. Devahuti is the mother of Kapila. But she is taking instruction from his son. His son, Kapila, is the Supreme Personality of God. So, it doesn't matter whether God appears as my son or guru or father. God is there, always. So we have to take knowledge from the Supreme Personality of God. That is perfect knowledge. Because He is the origin of everything. Govindam Adi Purusham. Adi, the original person. So if we take lessons from the original person, that is perfect knowledge. Otherwise, it is imperfect knowledge. So is that somebody was asking about the parampara. So that parampara is very necessary to know the knowledge by the parampara system. Even parampara prapam imang rajasayo vibhu. Parampara is a very important thing. Therefore, unless we take to the parampara system, which is, in another word, it is called sampradaya. So to understand the absolute truth, there are four recognized sampradayas. The Brahma sampradaya, the Rudra sampradaya, the Kumar sampradaya, and the Sri sampradaya. Sri sampradaya means one sampradaya is coming from directly from the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi. That is called Sri sampradaya. And one sampradaya is coming from Lord Brahma. Tini Brahma Dida Adikavai. The Adikavi is not Brahma. He learned from the Supreme Personality of God. Tini Brahma Dida. The Supreme Personality of God has instructed Lord Brahma from within the heart. Tini Brahma Dida. Dida means within the heart. So in this way, instruction is received from Lord Brahma, from Lord Shiva, from Lakshmi Ji, the goddess of fortune, and the Kumar, Sanat Kumar. Anap Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. They are the sampradaya. So, we have to approach this sampradaya. Tad vijnana thumsa guru meva vigachet. Vigachet must approach this sampradaya. Either of this sampradaya. Sampradaya vihinaje mantra se vipala mata. If you don't take your instruction mantra from the sampradaya, then it is useless. It has no meaning. Because they do not know. Therefore, we have to take sampradaya. Accept sampradaya. So there are four sampradayas of the Vaishnavas. At the present moment, they are known as Madhva Sampradaya, or Madhva Gauriya Sampradaya, or Ramanuja Sampradaya, or Vishnu Shami Sampradaya, and Nimbarka Sampradaya. Here in Bombay, Vallabh Sampradaya, they belong to the Vishnu Shami Sampradaya. So we have to approach the Sampradaya. Without Sampradaya, whatever we learn, that is not perfect. Sampradaya, Vihinasi, Mantrasi, Nipala. Just like we have got very nice example that in political field there are parties. This is Congress Party, this is Communist Party. So these parties are recognized. Unless you belong to some party, you cannot stand for election. As it is there in the political field, sampradaya bhinaji. They cannot stand. Similarly, if one person who desires to advance in spiritual life, he must take initiation from the sampradaya. So we belong to the Gauriya sampradaya. Gauriya means Gauriya. Gaur desh is called Bengal. There are Pancha Gaur. Punjabi is also called Gaur desh. There are five Gaur and five Dravida. In southern India, they are called Dravida. And in North India, they are called Gauravas. The Gauravas the Bengalis are from Goa, and the Vaishnavas belonging to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult, they are called Gaudiya Vaishnava, Bengali Vaishnava. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to be a Bengali, but he belonged to the Madhva Sampradaya. His guru was Ishwarpuri, and his guru, Ishwarpuri's guru, was Madhavendrapuri. And Madhavendrapuri belonged to Madhvacharya Sampradaya. The Gopal, the Nathadara Gopal, that belonged to, originally, it was owned by Madhavendrapuri. Then it was delivered. The DP was delivered to the Vishnu Sani Sampradaya. So anyway, if we require knowledge, factual knowledge, we must receive it directly from the Supreme Personality of God. That is perfection. Therefore, devotee is receiving knowledge, although Kapil Dev is his son, but because he is the Supreme Personality of God, he is taking knowledge from him. And if we take knowledge from him also, everything is there in the book. Then that is perfection. That's what he says, Bhagavan Uvaj. As Bhagavan is complete, purna, mudachari. He is purna, sampurna, complete. So, that knowledge is perfect. So, Kapil Dev is giving knowledge, beginning, how the creation, the material creation is begun. He is beginning from that point of view. Pradhana prakriti sadasat and jatat trigunatmatam. This material world is trigunamai, trigunatmatam, atrigunamai. The same thing. As Krishna says, Daivi Jesha gunamai, gunamai. This material world, this prakriti is gunamai. There are three modes of material needs. So, we are controlled by this trigunamai. And we have to become gunadhika. As Krishna advises to Arjuna. Trigunam visayaveda nistrigunam bhavarjana. We just try to become above the three gunas. That is human life. Human life is not meant for remaining within the category of these three gunas and struggle for existence. That is not human life. That is animal life. Mamaivansa jiva bhuta jiva loka sanatana. Mala sasthani indriyani prakritisthani parsati. Krishna says that the living entities are my part and parcel. They are as good as I am. But then because the part and parcel of gold is also gold. It is nothing else. It may be small gold, but it is gold. Similarly, we may be a very small fragmental part of the Supreme Person, Brahma. But we are Brahma. This is Brahma, aham brahmasmi. This is Brahma realization. It is not very difficult. If you simply understand that I am part and parcel of Krishna, that is Brahmagya, Brahma Bhuta, Prasannatma. It does not take very much time, but requires little brain. That if I am part and parcel of God, then I must be qualitatively the same. Part of gold is also gold. So that self-realization is not very difficult. But it requires little fortune and intelligence. Aham Brahmasmi, this big sentient person, they are undergoing severe penances and hostilities to understand Aham Brahmasmi. But if you believe in the Bhagavad Gita statement, Krishna says, Mamaiva Amsa Jivu. The living entities are my part and parcel. So, if Krishna is Parabrahma, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitam, Paramam Bhavam. This is accepted by Arjuna. When he heard Bhagavad Gita at the end, he is accepting Krishna para you are para Brahma. So if we are part and parcel of para Brahma, then we must be Brahma. Where is the division? So this Brahma hung Brahmasis, Brahma realization can be understood in a moment if you believe Bhagavad Gita as it is. But if you foolishly interpret in this way and that way, then it will take millions of years. You will not understand what is Bhagavad Gita, what is Godhead. But if you take it as it is, then immediately you can understand that you are Brahma. There is no difficulty. So, what is the duty of the part and parcel? That is also very easy to understand. Just like this finger is the part and parcel of my body. So what is the duty of the finger? I ask the finger, please come here. It comes immediately. I ask the finger, come here. That means service. Therefore, part and parcel's duty is just like in an office. If I say, this man is one of our class, or one of my partners. A partner means he is working for the same interest. That is partner. Similarly, we are partner of Krishna. That means he must be partner of Krishna. And what Krishna wants, sarva-dharmān parityajya-māme tam-saraṇam, he wants. As partner of Krishna, you should preach that he surrendered to Krishna. That is your business. Thank you.